At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry, a podcast covering the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Now, here's your hosts, Chris, Alf, and Simon.
And we're on, and this is 3 Yards Per Carry. It's cut down day, so it's going to be an interesting episode how we get through this, because some guys made it on. We expect them to make it on. Some guys did not. Some guys surprised us. There was actually two surprising cuts, which is two more than usual. You know, we're never really surprised by cut day, especially when your team is actually pretty good. There was one really surprising one, and we'll get to it. Simon is not here. Chris, are we sure that Simon is not like a fugitive and he's just going all over the country, all over the world, avoiding the law, avoiding Interpol or something like that?
You know, I've always suspected that either Simon is actually just an alternate personality that I have that I don't know about, a bit like, you know, Moon Knight, or he's actually involved in geopolitics and he's actually a secret agent of some sort.
Yeah, a spy. He works for MI6 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, that's a natural assumption, I think.
Yeah, so now he's an assignment in South America. Interesting, right? What's going on? Have you been watching the news? You know what's going on in South America, right?
Aside from the whole Venezuelan disaster.
Yeah, he's on his way over there.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, there you go.
So that's Maduro's in trouble. So, Simon is not here. He is gallivanting about the globe once again. So we'll get his thoughts maybe next week. Maybe he'll be bored enough on vacation to join us on one of the shows next week. Next week, we're in season mode, but we will preview the season next week, early in the week. And then we will preview Jaguars, Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, week 1, later on in the week, next week. This show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3Yards. That's the number 3Yards. And get this promotion. You make a $5 play. And they give you $50. There has to be a catch, right? No. You make a $5 play, and they give you $50. That's the promotion. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about.
I was going to say, you better get that right, because, that's important.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Okay, and I'm getting it right. I'm reading it right off the screen. You make a $5 play, they give you $50. Use the promo code 3Yards. That's the number 3Yards. And of course, betteredge.com. Go to betteredge.com/5 reasons. You get $20 just for signing up. All right. Let's talk about the surprise. The one that kind of floored me. They handed this guy a suitcase with crisp $100 bills early on in, when was it, March? Neville Gallimore?
Handpicked by the defensive line coach, Austin Clark. Is what we're led to believe.
And you're thinking, there's some subterfuge here. Like they're trying to move him through the super secret list to put him on the super duper designated to kill the Jaguars week 1 list. And no, there is no such thing. They give him a pile of money, guaranteed he's cut. I watched him play. He wasn't all that great against the Buccaneers. Are we really saying, oh my God, you know, he wasn't all that great against the Buccaneers, so therefore he's cut. Jason Maitre, by the way, gave up one reception all training camp, all preseason, one reception, and he's cut. So I don't think it was performance. He was really good in the first game, hardly played in the second one. I didn't get it, and I don't get it. Can you make heads or tails of this at all?
Well, you know, let's keep a couple of things in mind, and let's try and get through. You know, we might have to go through this position by position just because, but I think we'll start with Gallimore. The thing that kind of the two things that I would point to really in hindsight about Neville Gallimore on this is, first off, the pile of money. Let's keep in mind it was $665,000 signing bonus. Yes, his veterans minimum salary was guaranteed, $1.1 million. It was guaranteed, but that's being guaranteed by whoever pays him this year. So if he sits on the couch, then yeah, Miami is paying him $1 million just to sit on the couch. But if he goes and plays anywhere, that and as a young player that's trying to really energize his career or re-energize his career, I think he has every incentive that if he's able to play somewhere, he should, to get good tape down and so on and so forth. If he's playing anywhere, Miami's not paying that salary, and Miami will have only basically have paid the $665,000 signing bonus, which, to be honest, happens. It happens all the time. You know, a lot of times that's a little bit on the large side for a camp cut. But often you see guys with like a $400,000 signing bonus or something like that, and they flip over the rock in training camp and it just doesn't work out. But the other thing to keep in mind about him is that, given that he's guaranteed and already being paid by the Dolphins or someone else, he's basically a phone call away. He's been with them all camp long, and he played in the preseason. So, you know, if he's not with somebody else, then he could be on Miami's practice squad. And then, you know, he's just a call up onto the 53-man roster away from playing more, or he could just be called up from the practice squad to play. So there's still a lot of options. It's still like, unfortunately, and this is what, you know, part of the whole thing process with cut down date is, you know, yeah, we've got our first rounds of cuts here, but then there's also, hey, someone else might be going on injured reserve. And they're only allowed to place two guys on injured reserve today. If they have more than two of those that need to go on injured reserve, then, you know, then that's something that'll happen a couple of days from now. They could also trade for somebody. They could also sign somebody. They could also claim somebody off waivers. So this is just like beginning rounds, and we don't really know who's going to be on the practice squad at this point. So things might not really be over for your boy is what I'm saying, Neville Gallimore. But the one thing that I would point to, and somebody pointed this out to me as well, and, you know, I thought I raised an eyebrow when I saw it during the game too, excuse me, is that he was playing in this last preseason game, like into the fourth quarter. And he was not being given any kind of, you know, I made it already kind of treatment. And so he flashed in that initial game against the Falcons, but then, you know, was very quiet afterwards, and that's kind of his career too. So that's the real caveat on him. And then the other thing that I would pay attention to is, you know, when they signed Leonard Payne, for example, and putting together all this defensive line unit, I felt like I was getting a real picture of the kinds of players that Anthony Weaver wants on among those big defensive linemen. And, you know, if there are a couple of guys that they had signed that don't really fit that, it was Tier Tart, who they already got rid of, and then Neville Gallimore. And I just mean that from like kind of a size standpoint. I think that they like a little more length and brutality in their defensive linemen. That's the feeling that I get. And so I think that Gallimore might have been fighting an uphill battle that way, but also we'll see, because like I said, they might not be done with him.
All right. Another, I guess it's a surprise to some, because there really are no surprises as far as linebackers. They're keeping all five. We talked about it on our show from Tampa that we thought it would be those five. Now, Anthony Walker, we don't know what they're going to do with him. We'll learn more tomorrow.
Right. And he hasn't, and you've been at camp the whole time. Have you seen him? I forget.
Yes, I see him all the time, but he wears sweats, so you can't see what he's wearing under the
sweats. Have you seen him wear pads and actually get
dirty? Well, I can report. I can exclusively report on here. He does not have an upper body injury.
Okay.
Okay? Because there's nothing on his arms. There's nothing on his hands. There's nothing on his neck. Okay? And if he were in concussion protocol.
You haven't seen him practice all of camp.
I saw him practice early on in camp. He won an orange jersey. He won an orange jersey early on.
How long was he actually in camp?
About a week. Let me see. They had 25 days. He was not there. Well, he was not practicing for about 18 of the 25 days.
Okay. So, so we've barely seen him. And it's been a while. That's my number one consideration for injured reserve is that Anthony Walker, just because he's been so MIA. Number two would probably be Benito Jones. But then again, I thought that there was like some indications that he might actually be coming into health soon.
Well, it's always a good sign when you're on the sidelines and when you're at the practices and you're in the installs, you know, and Anthony Walker for a good portion of camp, maybe 10 days, was just, you know, not around. He was just not anywhere to be seen. Toward the end of camp and the practice in Tampa, he was in all the installs and standing right next to the coaches. That suggests he's closer to practicing than he is not, you know. Yeah. But then again, Odell Beckham Jr. was engaging Mike McDaniel in very long conversations for 3 days.
Right? Yeah,
and he's on the pup. And well,
that's a whole other thing. And what I think that, you know, especially given the incentives in his contract, you know, he might not be very happy right now that they've decided to kick. Cause clearly, this went to the wire. Because if it was no question, then they would have just had him on PUP when they announced that Bradley Chubb, Isaiah Wynn, and Cameron Good were going on PUP, right? They just flat out said that the other day, right? Mm-hmm. But then on OBJ, they were like, you know, hey, we're still waiting on some things. We'll see about that. So clearly, that was going to the wire, and I think that neither Odell nor his agent, probably especially his agent, are very happy right now that he's on PUP, because it means mandatory missing 4 games, 4 weeks, and he has a lot of incentives in that contract. So that's something to keep an eye on. But you know, my feeling is that you know, when those 4 weeks are up, he might be itching.
Yeah. Finishing up with the defense. We thought about this, and I thought that they could cut all three UDFAs and then bring them back. But then I wouldn't call it a prediction, but I said, you know what? This wouldn't surprise me one bit, which would be they IR Cam Smith. And that means that one of them makes it on. Storm Duck made it on. Isaiah Johnson got cut. We shall see if he comes back on the practice squad. Jason Maitre was one of the first guys to get cut. We don't know if he'll be back. Patrick McMorris made it, and we kind of knew he would make it. So five safeties make it on, and three are essential. And I think four will be active against the Jaguars because Elijah Campbell is just too important for special teams. But let's talk about the cornerbacks before we move on to the offense here to round out these cuts. On the cornerback, in the cornerback position, they do cut Nick Needham. Are you concerned in the least bit? If we're just going to go by an experience, are we just going to, you know, stack up experience? Saran Neal has played 587 snaps on defense in his career. Most of them were at safety. So we're talking about maybe 200 snaps at cornerback. Storm Duck's a rookie. Cam Smith, he's on IR. Ethan Bonner is kind of new to this.
A little bit.
Ramsey, you got Ramsey, you got Fuller, you got Kohu. This is not the versatility that was promised originally. Okay.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that I'd agree with that. First off, on Nick Needham, his enemies in this whole thing, as far as who he's competing against and whatnot. First off, I think I've said this multiple times. Patrick McMorris, you know, this is not a hot take because, as you've alluded to, we expected him to make it. But Mike McDaniel revealed on draft night, or the night that he took Patrick McMorris, that he was a guy that they were specifically targeting later in the draft. There wasn't one of those, you know, it wasn't kind of a flip deal. And so he was a target. He said that the coaches, scouting staff were kind of, you know, pounding the table for him. So he was a target. And you can't go out there and a guy that you targeted like that goes out and has two really good preseason games. I mean, really, you know, he really knocked it out of the park in one of them for sure, and was still very solid and good in the second one. And then not make it. He was safe. He was as safe as they get.
Yeah, not only that, but we only get a glimpse and a sense of the guy when we get to talk to them. And I had a conversation with Patrick McMorris, and you could see how a scout got in there and, you know, talked to him, watched his film, was convinced by his play, then got a sense of the guy by talking football with him. And he's an engaging guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and kind of impressive for a young guy. You know what I mean? Most of these guys, are, you know, they're not, I don't want to call them dumb jocks. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're kind of one dimensional, you know, they're athletes. They're trying to make it in this league. He seemed like, you know, worldly. Is that a good word for him?
I think he's rangy too. When I watched him, I think he's rangy. And if I recall correctly, I'm not sure that he ever, I think that there was an issue, with his workouts, you know, leading up to the draft. And I'm not sure he ever really even put down a 40. But as Simon has said in previous podcasts, you know, he has family that are like track stars, and that are fast. Like he comes from, good genes that way, I guess. And he looked rangy to me on film in college. So I was interested in seeing what he could do. And certainly he came through. So that's one of the big stories as for, you know, guys that made the team that, you know, really, really came on even as young rookies, and just like the UDFAs that we're talking about. But Nick Needham, you know, that's a bad development for Nick Needham, because Nick Needham was playing, splitting his time between nickel and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so Patrick McMorris is a safety, and they clearly, or at least they're feeling right now, like they hit on that pick. And then the other thing that Nick Needham is, like, if you look at it, it's just like I was just talking about earlier, Gallimore is playing deep into the fourth quarter of the last preseason game. Well, look at where Elijah Campbell's been in the rotation relative to Nick Needham. And we saw this at joint practice here in Tampa. You know, Elijah Campbell is, you know, especially while Jordan Poyer, Javon Holland are sitting some time, you know, Elijah Campbell's been a starter.
Yes.
And so, you know, that guy's not getting cut. So Nick Needham was facing a real numbers crunch, and it's an unfortunate thing. I would say that he could be back, but, you know, he did tweet something that was like, you know, just very grateful. And, you know, it was kind of, it looked a little bit like a goodbye-ish tweet.
Yeah. So, and they talked about the 5 years here in Miami. So,
yeah. And so I think maybe not back, but, you know, I think that also the Dolphins, if nobody signs him, the Dolphins would probably love to have him on practice squad.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, we know that Patrick McMorris is currently hurt. I don't know how bad at all. If it is, and it seems like it might not be bad, but if it is like IR worthy, then then like this is a case where a few days from now we could already see, you know, McMorris go on IR for the next four games, and then Nick Needham is back. You know, that's for all we know. But as for the corners, you know, I'm comfortable with this corners unit. I am anyway. I think that, you know, Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Kater Kohu, and Ethan Bonner is a strong top four there. I think the safeties have a very strong top three and really a top four, because Elijah Campbell can play. As I said, he's been starting and he's got playing time in his career. He's a good player. This is not like Saron Neal. You brought up a fair point. You know, he's a special teams ace. He didn't really log a lot of time at corner on defense, right?
Yeah.
But all those safeties, you know, maybe with the exception of McMorris, just because he's young, you're comfortable with any of them being on the field. Some of the safeties have some versatility too, to be able to play like nickel, like Elijah Campbell. I know that he can. And then from there, you have your starters, Jalen Ramsey and Kendall Fuller. And then, you know, it just depends from there. It just depends on whether Ramsey in this particular game is going to move inside to the slot. And if he does, then that means Ethan Bonner comes on. And if he's not moving inside of the slot, say there's a really big outside threat and he has to stay out there, then Kater Kohu comes on. And Kater has a lot of experience already in his short career. And Ethan Bonner, I think, is one of the stories of training camp and preseason. Is I think that he is one of the highest impact developments that are happening right here. I think that he has the potential to be a Cameron Wake like player for the Miami Dolphins in terms of the value that he presents over the next 4 years, because he is an undrafted free agent and because he is going to split time this year. So he's not, you know, just like Cameron Wake in his first year in 2009, he played like 160 snaps or something like that. It's, you know, he played well, but I mean, it was like still 160 snaps. So Ethan Bonner is not, as I said, he's going to share time with Kater Kohu as the third guy behind Ramsey and Fuller. And he's probably not going to get a ton of snaps this year. He's not going to be a 1,000 snaps type of guy, but he might be a good player this year. And then by next year, you could have a breakout player. And then you're already looking at getting him an extension. And when he gets that extension, you know, you think he's going to get one of those huge extensions coming from, you know, the low pedigree, the UDFA status that he got, that he was?
Mm-hmm. No,
absolutely not. It's a lot like Zach Sealer and Cam Wake. When they signed and got their extensions, even when they, you know, quote unquote, struck it big, it wasn't nearly as big as it could have been or should have been for either guy, Zach Sealer or Cameron Wake. So I think that the value potential over the next 4 years for Ethan Bonner is really high, because if you look at him, he's 6'1". He's got a great frame, right? He's got a great frame. He's built well. He's got, you know, I think like 6'3", 6'4" wingspan. And the fastest men, some of the fastest men in the NFL, some of the fastest, and we know that Miami has some of the fastest men in the NFL on their team, in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Some of the fastest men in the NFL consider him to be one of them in the speed department. And so you've got a great frame, great speed, very intense player on the field. Shows a lot of consistency and versatility on the tape, as well as a lot of potential, that dreaded P word. So, you know, of course he's got to put it all together, but this is like having a lottery ticket and already having matched four numbers and then like anxiously awaiting the fifth and the sixth numbers. And that's kind of what I consider him to be right now.
Yeah. And we're going to move on and we're going to go to break here. We're going to talk about the offense when we come back from break, but Patrick McMorris won me over very early in camp when I lobbed that softball for him, where he could have bullshitted me and told me that he got in the lab and he watched film on the Falcons to play a very strong diagnostic game. And he just told me, "Nah, man, they were really, really vanilla. And I just read my keys all game and it was kind of easy to play against them."
Yeah.
So he won me over with his honesty. All right, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will talk about the offense. And we're going to talk about some hypothetical moves that may or may not happen in the next few days. But first, these words.
Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are you a South Florida property owner with an insurance claim? Are you dealing with water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business? Are you having trouble locating a 5-star rated general contractor that is fully licensed, certified, and insured? If the answer is yes, then Water Cleanup of Florida is here for you 24 hours a day. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael, Robert, Jorge, and their team is prepared to handle any size property damage disaster. When an unexpected damage occurs to your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress an unexpected disaster may cause. Their objective is to make the cleanup and insurance claim process painless and hassle-free. Water Cleanup of Florida is also a licensed general contractor, so they provide the A to Z service, one-stop shopping that busy homeowners and business owners require. Water Cleanup of Florida is now an authorized dealer of Eurocraft cabinets, so Premier Kitchen, Bath, and Laundry Cabinetry, countertops, and other accessories are available for your viewing at their showroom in Boca Raton. Or, do you prefer to shop from your home or office? Then Water Cleanup will send you one of our design specialists to you with samples and products that fit your style and budget. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell phone if you have any questions at 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Or visit their website at WCUFL.com. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And please check out their more than 80 5-star reviews on Google and Facebook. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you have the schmutz, they have the guts.
I'm Jalen Phillips, and you're listening to 3 Yards Per Carry.
All right, and we're back. All right, we're going to talk about the offense here. And at the end of this, we'll talk about some hypotheticals that could happen. The Cleveland Browns are pawning off either Tyler Huntley or Jameis Winston. Now, I don't think there's any interest in Jameis Winston, but Tyler Huntley does two things very well. He throws well on the run, and he's extremely aggressive. I think that's a good thing for a backup quarterback if you need to win one or two games, and he's done that before. So he's of some interest to me. Desmond Ridder, Bailey Zappi. We'll get into that at the end of this hour. But Chris Brooks got cut, waived, injured. Explain to the people how the mechanism works with Chris Brooks in here, because many were thinking, you know what, just keep five running backs, keep them all. You know, Chris Brooks will get poached. We do know he's in the concussion protocol. That's his issue. Does not have a broken collarbone, doesn't have anything serious past that, but it's a concussion.
So, well, we know that it is at least a concussion. We can't say for certain that he doesn't have, you know, some kind of soft tissue neck thing in addition. Or, you know, it's definitely a concussion protocol. We know that. But, you know, like when Tua had the catastrophic hip injury back in college, he also had a concussion.
And people and a broken nose.
Remember that.
And a broken nose. Did you know that he had a broken nose and a broken finger from that hip thing?
I did not know. Yeah, he also had a broken
finger. He was essentially in a car accident.
Yeah. I mean, he had a broken nose, a concussion, and the catastrophic hip. I didn't even know about the finger. That's crazy. But no, how it works with Chris Brooks is that because he was waived injured, if he passes through waiver claims, then he automatically reverts to Miami's injured reserve. And now this is not the injured reserve that you can come back from. They could have done that, but they chose to do, they only had two of those slots available to be used today, to be used before they get down to the 53, the final 53. And they chose to use them on, or as per the reporting, they chose to use them on River Craycraft and Cam Smith. So so if he does make it through waivers, then he is on season-ending IR for the Miami Dolphins. And I tell people, they can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I don't think that I am. Which is that if he's on the season-ending IR for the Dolphins, yes, they can work out an injury settlement with him if he thinks he's going to be healthy a lot sooner and would like to catch on with another team. However, if he does that, I don't think the Dolphins can be the team that brings him back, because that would be basically just circumventing the injured reserve rules. I mean, he is either gone, or he's going to be on season ending IR for the Dolphins and then just give it a go again in 2025, which I actually think would be a good thing for Miami. I kind of hate to see the guy out for the whole, you know, the whole year, but at the same time, that would keep him in Miami in 2025 when, you know, who knows, frankly, if guys like Jeff Wilson or even Raheem Mostert will still be here at that point.
Yeah, this roster management that the Dolphins are doing today, that's why I'm not even – a lot of people are going to start their show today by saying, oh, at quarterback, we got Tua Tagovailoa, Skylar Thompson. And at running back, we got – no. I don't give a crap about this 53-man roster. Like, this is worth – it's just worth the paper that you print out on it, okay?
Yeah.
The Dolphins roster management is like that accountant that runs your finances for like 10 years and you think he's the best thing in the world, and then the IRS threatens to throw you in jail year 11. You know what I mean? So yeah, they're like look, Blake Ferguson did not get cut. Andrew Meyer is not the long snapper. You know why he's not the long snapper? He has not long snapped a single time all of camp. It's been Blake Ferguson.
Yeah, Blake Ferguson will be back on the roster, and I'm pretty certain of this. And I've been told in pretty, you know, unambiguous terms that he's still with the team and he will be back in a couple of days. We don't know exactly who the person is that needs to go on IR that couldn't go on IR today. Right. I'm gonna guess that it was Anthony Walker, but you know, we don't know that.
My bid is Tanner Connor.
Okay, I could see that too. There's really only a few. It could have been Tanner Connor. It could be Benito Jones. It could be Anthony Walker. I guess there's an outside shot. It could have been. It could be Patrick McMorris. We have no idea. But somebody does. Somebody needs to go on IR. and they can't do it today because they only had two slots available to use that today. So they have to do it in a couple of days, and then Blake Ferguson will be back.
Yes, and moving on from that, Andrew Meyer made the 53, which it gives me hope that in season, if they do need to go to a backup center, they're not going to, you know, uproot the entire offensive line, play musical chairs with about three positions just to move Liam over to center. And maybe if Aaron Brewer has to miss a couple of series working on something or has to miss a game, Andrew Meyer's just going to step in as the backup center. What a concept. Something that has been done for 100 years in the sport.
Well, it's great, but the caveat there is, you know, I think we both know that if Aaron Brewer misses the game, misses the Jags game.
Right. It'll be
you know
Liam.
You know who's at center.
Yeah, Liam. It'll be Liam.
Yeah, Liam Eichenberg. Yeah.
But my hope is that when Aaron Brewer comes back, they'll train on Andrew Meyer to just sit on the bench and just wait to be called.
I think so. I think you're right about that. And I look forward to it. I'm glad that they kept him too. I think that he was a key UDFA signing to me at the beginning of this, way back in April. And all he's done in preseason is just look rock solid. You know, one of those guys that's like, he's so solid, you don't even notice him, which is not a bad thing.
Right. That's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And so I think that he deserves, he's deserving. I kind of wondered if I tend not to get worried about waivers like a lot of people do, because waiver claiming is a lot less, you know, there's a lot less waiver claiming than people generally tend to think. And so I tend not to get that worried about waivers, but actually I was kind of a little bit worried about him. So clearly the Dolphins were too. But I should point out that, you know, we have that list of guys that could be the surprise injured reserve guy in a couple of days when Blake Ferguson's brought back. Aaron Brewer's on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing. I mean, you know, he's got the hand, you know, whatever, it looks ugly. And so for all we know, he could be the guy that goes on injured reserve, and Liam Eichenberg could be, you know, the starting center, and Andrew Meyer could be his backup.
Maybe. We shall see. We'll learn more probably in the next 2 days. I'm not going to explain Lester Cotton because I'm done explaining Lester Cotton.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I could if I tried.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like one of those things. I put this on OnlyFans. And by the way, if you guys want to become members of OnlyFans and participate in OnlyFans Q&A Live, which will begin again tomorrow, you can become a member of our Discord. You go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. I put the link on every single one of our promotions. I put on there that, you know, I'm done trying to explain, you know, war in the Middle East, you know, pestilence, you know, famine, injustices, you know. I'm done trying to explain all those things. There are facts of life. Those are facts of life. And Lester Cotton is a fact of life. Okay. So,
you know, I should mention,
stop trying to explain it. Just accept it. Okay. You know,
100%. I agree with you. Although I was going to go back to, you know, now that I think about it a little bit, going back to on the defensive side, I'm remiss in saying that, Wyatt Ray I think he was also waived injured.
Yes.
Oh wait, I mean Adam Schefter is actually, I mean, he said that Wyatt Ray is on injured reserve along with River Craycraft and Cam Smith. But Cam Smith and River Craycraft were the two that they designated for return. So Wyatt Ray is on IR as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Anyway.
And now let's get to the meat of the matter. Oh. We're running the wishbone. We're not playing with any wide receivers this year.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, right?
Kind of cool. Yeah, I like it.
Are they gonna go out there and get somebody, or is Ezukama coming back? I'm almost certain Ezukama's coming back, right?
So I think Barry Jackson of Miami Herald does great work. He's already reporting that there's interest in bringing him back if he's willing. And so, you know, I think that that's one thing. You know, I think get ready for somebody to come on, because, you know, there's only four guys. I think one thing that we have to keep in mind, though, is that, you know, as I keep saying, that the 53 man roster is almost the least relevant it's ever been in NFL history.
Yes.
Because of the rules. It's not just because of the need for a deeper roster, which is definitely true, but also the rules that allow you to dip into the practice squad. So let's just say Eric Ezekama does come back onto the practice squad. What's to stop him being elevated for week one? You know, right there in week one, elevated from the practice squad. So Miami does actually have five receivers in the game, and they might as well have five receivers on the 53-man roster for all that it matters, you know? And that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense. You know, I've spent all of training camp going on the podcast and going on my camp report saying I would shit can the entire room past, you know, the obvious.
Yeah.
And it was just not a good group. Anthony Schwartz will be on the IR, I believe, right? Like they're protecting him on IR.
He's on season ending IR.
Okay.
He's already been placed there.
So we will have the Anthony Schwartz experience in 2025. Braylon Sanders is an interesting one. Like, any chance that he's coming back for year three?
You know, he stuck on all those times before. So I guess why not? I just get the feeling that somebody is going to be coming in the wide receiver room. Like, there is going to be a new wide receiver.
Now, like, maybe they eyeballed one of those cuts, right?
Yeah. I think something to keep in mind, you know, I do think with the receivers unit, the way that it's stacked, I can't help but think that they might be looking at another guy. And, you know, I want to naturally look at the guys that the Dolphins just played against or practiced against, you know, against the Falcons, against the Commanders, against the Buccaneers. A couple of guys that the Buccaneers are letting go of, you know, we've talked about Cody Thompson. He's a tough as nails wide receiver. The downside there is that, you know, he's been in the league for this is like his sixth year and he still hasn't done anything, or done much of anything. So
yeah, that waiver wire is a who's who of never was and has been.
Yeah. And in this case, but with Cody, as well as a couple of these other guys, you know, this isn't waivers because these are vested veterans. So Cody Thompson is actually a vested veteran, so he's available like right now, if the Dolphins want him. James Crochet is another guy with the Cleveland Browns.
What about Noah Brown? Noah Brown, a productive player last year, over 500 yards receiving, fits the profile, is fast and is large because he's about 6'2", has size. I loved his tape in Dallas when he got that run when they had all those injuries, remember? And he was playing with, oddly enough, Cedric Wilson opposite of him.
and you know, he had back-to-back 150-yard days.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
In 2023.
Yes.
So, you know, that's obviously one of the first places that you'd look if the Dolphins want to get somebody, you know, that's somebody who's got experience, caught some balls, had some big games. Donovan Peoples-Jones is another guy. Sterling Shepard just was with the Buccaneers, and they let him go. Now he's a little bit on the older side, but you know, the experience could actually help with, you know, making an impact right away. But the other guy to look at that I couldn't help but notice with the Commanders is Martavis Bryant. Now he doesn't have a great reputation, I think, for necessarily the way I got to be careful the way that he approaches things. But at the same time, you know, that's one that you'd be looking at. Colin Johnson is another guy who was let go by the Bears. I believe. He's like, remember back in Texas, he was, he's a big 6'6", 220-pound dude. Ben Skowronek is a guy that was let go.
Can I interest you in more small, fast people? that never did anything and were in terrible situations. KJ Hamler is now available.
KJ Hamler, there you go. That's I mean, if we want to go there, then go with Andy Isabella.
I loved him as a college player. KJ Hamler?
Oh, Hamler, yeah. Yeah,
but man, he's done. And D. Eskridge as well. Neither one D. has Eskridge. Done a thing in this league.
Loved him in college. Hasn't done a thing. Been in the league for 4 years. You know, I just joked on OnlyFans earlier that, you know, he's done about as much as Eric Ezekanma and Jody Fortson for as, you know, as many times as Simon points out that Jody Fortson's never really done anything. And that was a fair point to bring up, and he did not make the team, I noticed. So,
more evidence that the last preseason game is absolutely useless and they had to get rid of it. Samson Nakua, brother of Puka Nakua,
yep,
had a 99-yard field goal return. He was out at the 1 yard line. Okay, if you're the ref, just give him the touchdown and have him overturn it. Okay,
right,
right.
You know what? Right,
and he's cut. So,
yep.
Thank you for the 99-yard return. You're out of here.
Yeah, and I think that you know, all these guys. Quez Watkins is another guy that was cut by.
They brought him in for free agency, and now he's bouncing around the waiver wire. My God, right.
Not waivers because these are veterans. These are veterans that have been let go, so they are free. They could sign somewhere tonight, you know. And so I think Noah Brown is probably the one that, you know, carries the most notoriety here. The most premium name probably of the group, but yeah, there's definitely some guys that the Dolphins could look at to fill out a wide receiver room, which right now has four people in it.
Yeah.
And that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh my God, they're gonna rely heavy on 21 and in 12 personnel. No, they have three tight ends. Okay, so
yeah, I mean, well, four if you count Tanner O'Connor, and we have no idea if he's healthy or not.
And we do expect Hayden Rucci's coming back because he's
going to be on the practice squad for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now nobody's just itching to sign. You know, slow 245-pound tight ends, you know.
And I think that Hayden Rucci was probably – he might have been tight end number four by the end, the time or we ended everything here. But, you know, the other elephant in the room is the 49ers did cut Robbie Chosen. Obviously, he was here last year. And so if they need a guy that could just come in and, you know, they have some familiarity, that's an easy one. That's a real easy one. But I don't know. And along the offensive line, I kind of, you know, I know that we have our own guys, but I look at Matt Hennessy too. That's a veteran. And he's got the sort of, speed and quickness and mobility that I know we would like in this system. And I think he actually played pretty well this preseason. For the Eagles and as a right guard, and we could certainly use that, you know. So that's one of my favorites there.
You know who I really, really liked, and he's also available now on the waiver wire. I loved him in Oregon, Shane Lemieux, and he's such a great fit with Miami because I'll tell you what, in consecutive seasons, I looked this up because I wanted to, you know, if you're gonna buy a used car, you want to see, you know. You know, it wasn't in a major accident, right? Like you want to check that, you know, the chassis is okay because you can't fix a chassis. If you buy a car and they fix the chassis, you bought a lemon and it's essentially useless, right? Shane Lemieux in consecutive seasons broke his toe, had a knee injury, tore his bicep, and had a patella tendon issue.
Well, then he is right up our alley.
Retire, buddy. I loved you at Oregon, but I don't know if this sport's for you, man. Like,
you know, unless he's with the Dolphins. I mean, we love those guys here.
Yeah. But hey, you know, if he's on the practice squad, like, you know, you can't get hurt on the practice squad, or can you?
Well, I think you definitely can. I think that if you do, though, nobody cares.
Yeah, you just quietly go away. Like, oh my God, they cut him off. They cut him off the practice squad today. You know?
Yeah. You know, Ben Bartsch was another guy that you know, he's got like 1,500. He's logged like 1,500 snaps with the Jaguars and the 49ers as a guard, as a left guard, and he's also played a lot of right guard in his career, actually mostly right guard, truthfully. That he got cut by the 49ers, you know, that's, hey, somebody from your system just got cut from the 49ers.
Yeah, I was like, really, the angle. I was like the angle of the guy that was on the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's always a good sign to look at those guys.
Yeah. So I mean, like he played, and he was put on the, he was taken by the 49ers last year, and put on the roster kind of late in the year. So he came back, you know, this year and obviously competed in camp and preseason and didn't make it. But you know, hey, one man's trash.
Right. All right. Let's finish up right here. QB2. Well, it's Skylar Thompson, and I don't think that's changing anytime soon, but you know, fans have it in their head. I have it in my head too, because I don't like Skylar. I don't have it. I don't like Skylar Thompson that much as well. And you never know when you're going to need a guy to play a couple of games. Okay. Tyler Huntley has been made. First of all, the Browns are doing something interesting. They're keeping all four quarterbacks, and they've announced Jameis Winston's available. Tyler Huntley's available. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not interested in Jameis Winston, but Tyler Huntley does two things that I kind of like for the team if we need to win a game or two. He's super aggressive, meaning he throws the ball down the field, and we have very fast people on this offense. And he throws very well on the run, can take off, so we could gimmick our way to a win or two if we need to.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of Tyler Huntley. Your thoughts? And the only other two sexy names are Bailey Zappi, you know, sexy.
Is that really a sexy name?
Yeah, relatively, right? And Desmond Ridder, who we both had a pretty good evaluation of coming out of Cincinnati. It's been a bad time in Atlanta. Your thoughts on those four guys? That's pretty much the only people of any consequence. Two you have to trade for, two that are just available right now.
Well, one thing to say about Tyler Huntley, and I don't know, this is the feeling that I got, was, first off, I would have thought that, you know, they're just going to bring Mike White back. And I think that Tua would be of that mindset too, because I think Mike White has been instrumental in that quarterback room. And I think Tua relies on him, you know, and so I think that I would think that he'd just be back. But then hearing the way Mike McDaniel talked about it the other day, it also could be the case that, listen, you know, maybe he knows that he hasn't found his Brock Purdy among the backups, and maybe he does want to flip over some rocks. I don't know. He seemed to keep everything, you know, very wide open as far as what he would want to do, you know, with the quarterback position. One thing I'll say about Tyler Huntley is that he was in Baltimore for a number of years, and while Anthony Weaver was there. And so while Anthony Weaver, yes, he's a defensive coach, and we get that.
Lamar Jackson's mysterious knee injury that year, Tyler Huntley played them into the playoffs. People forget.
That's right.
And he had a winning record to take them to the playoffs.
You know, the thing that Anthony Weaver
and almost beat the Bengals, almost beat the Bengals and Joe Burrow, by the way.
The thing that Anthony Weaver could offer them is, you know, a lot of perspective on things like his professionalism and what he brings to the practices and what he brings to, you know, a team and a locker room and stuff like that, because even as a defensive coach, he would have witnessed all those things. And so so that is worth considering, definitely, for the Dolphins. The guys that I think about that way, Desmond Ridder, we did have a good evaluation on him, but he clearly has crashed and burned, you know, pretty hard in the NFL. And so that makes, that gives me a lot of pause. But on the other hand, Bailey Zappe, you know, so as much as we joke, that's not, that wasn't, listen, if you came from New England and it didn't work out for you, I almost don't hold that against you too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just knowing what they've been had going on offense, it's been a kind of a disaster zone there.
So you're saying that Kendrick Bourne as your number one wide receiver is not adequate?
You know, and when he was coming out of school, I liked him a lot when he was coming out of school, just to reveal my bias here. But I liked him a lot when he came out of school, but not only did I like him, I saw him as being a lot like Tua Tagovailoa and, you know, and therefore a potential fit in this system. So, you know, Mac Jones shook off of New England and he's going to try and resurrect things as the backup in Jacksonville, right? I mean, mm-hmm. That's where we're, which by the way, another guy to consider is CJ Beathard, or mm-hmm. somebody's telling me that it's actually pronounced Beathard, which is just funny. And I can't say that without giggling. But anyway, you know, obviously experience with the San Francisco 49ers and with Mike McDaniel. So if they want that experience, they could just go right there. That'd be pretty easy. But I think that if they're looking to flip over a rock and start over at that QB3 position, I do think Bailey Zappe could be a good fit for this offense. I think that he shares a lot of qualities with Tua Tagovailoa. And I think that you get him in there, and you get him in that, coached by Mike McDaniel and with what's his name, the quarterback's coach. Yeah, I think that there's a, I think that there's, there might be something there. Yeah, that's right. Bevel. I think there could be something there. So maybe we'll see.
All right. And we're going to call it right there. Next week, we will preview the season and we will have a more complete roster. We will kind of know who will be suiting up for week one against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, what we'll have is an actual practice squad.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have an additional 16 to 17 Miami Dolphins.
And that's important because those guys are going to play.
Yes, absolutely. And there might be a consequential guy or two added from now until then. Of course, toward the end of the week, we begin our process every single year. We will preview Jaguars Dolphins week one. But till then.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.